أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن المجرمين في عذاب جهنم خالدون لا يفتر عنهم وهم فيه مبلسون. In the ayahs we discussed yesterday, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala spoke about His servants and the ni'mats that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has in store for His servants, two qualities that are required. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِآيَاتِنَا وَكَانُوا مُسْلِمِينَ. Total iman in the verses of Allah and total submission inwardly and outwardly to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In these verses Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak about the mujrimeen. Mujrimeen generally will refer to the sinners, the transgressors, those who have wronged. And the greatest transgression and wrong a person can do is to commit kufr and shirk to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah says, إِنَّ الْمُجْرِمِينَ فِي عَذَابِ جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدُونَ. Certainly the transgressors will be in the azab of the fire of Jahannam forever. لَا يُفَتَّرُ عَنْهُمْ وَهُمْ فِيهِ مُبَلِسُونَ. The fire of Jahannam will not be abated, it will not be lessened for them. In other words, this azab will be a continuous thing. There will never be a break in between, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will make it easy for them in the fire of Jahannam. And وَهُمْ فِيهِ مُبَلِسُونَ. And they will be in total hopelessness, they will be in total distress, they will lose all hope of earning and gaining the mercy of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So one important point that we should remember, that so long as we have life, so long as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps us on the surface of this earth, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us life, then there is hope. And that hope is in the mercy of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And that hope should be then turned into seeking forgiveness from Allah, changing our way, changing our acts of transgression into the acts of disobedience. But once this life is gone, then obviously there is absolutely no hope when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's azab comes upon a person. And of course here Allah says, لا يفتر عنهم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not lessen also the azab upon an individual. وَمَا ظَلَمْنَاهُمْ وَلَكِنْ كَانُوا هُمُ الظَّالِمِينَ. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it also very clear that this is not zulm from Allah. This is not oppression from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The truth and the reality is, وَلَكِنْ كَانُوا هُمُ الظَّالِمِينَ. They were the wrongdoers. They have oppressed themselves by disobeying Allah Rabbul Izzat, by committing kufr, committing shirk, and of course ascribing partners to Allah, transgressing and violating the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, وَنَادَوْ يَا مَالِكُ لِيَقْضِ عَلَيْنَا رَبُّكُ. Now when they're in the fire of Jahannam, they will call upon Malik and say, Ya Malik, Malik is the keeper of Jahannam, لِيَقْضِ عَلَيْنَا رَبُّكُ, that your Lord should put an end to us. In other words, rather now Allah give us death. We die in this fire and hence there will be no pain. But the reality is this, لَا يُقْضَ عَلَيْهِمْ فَيَمُوتُوا وَلَا يُخَفَّفُ عَنْهُمْ مِنْ عَذَابِنَا. Allah says that there will be no end to their life so that they can die. There will be no decision of death in the fire of Jahannam, or there will be no lessening of the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one hope or one call of the people of Jahannam at that time will be that they hope that they die. In this world, when we speak about death, then they don't want to hear about death. In this world, they fear death. In this world, they run away from death. And death is something that is never on the agenda. A real mu'min and a real believer in this world, there is always a preparation for maut. There is a preparation for death. So they're in the fire of Jahannam, and this is the reality of it, that everything that a person supposed to do in this world, in the azab of Allah Rabbul Izzat, a person will get a desire to do, but obviously that will never be fulfilled. قَالَ إِنَّكُمْ مَاكِثُونَ. Then Malik will say, nay, you are going to remain in this forever. In other words, there is never any death going to come. There is never any end of life for you now. And you're going to remain in this fire of Jahannam. Allah Rabbul Izzat now explains the reasons in a very unique manner by addressing them and saying, لَقَدْ جِئْنَاكُمْ بِالْحَقِّ. Certainly we had come to you with the truth. Allah Rabbul Izzat in this world sent Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. Allah sent kitab. In different ways Allah Ta'ala shows us His signs of His greatness, of His qudrat. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَكُمْ لِلْحَقِّ كَارِهُونَ. But most of you dislike the truth. Most of you detested the truth. You were not prepared to face the truth. And the truth was some very, very beautiful hidayah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was going to grant you, a beautiful path that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was going to show you, but you detested it, you hated it, and you did not accept it. Rather, am abramu amran fa inna mubarimun. You began to plot and plan against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You plotted a matter, and that matter was that the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not spread. You yourself were not prepared to accept it, and you stopped others from accepting it. And in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows one of the greatest errors that a disbeliever makes. فَإِنَّا مُبَرِمُونَ. Allah says, we are also plotters, we are also planners. We had planned out that the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will become dominant. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rule, Allah's law, Allah's word will always remain dominant on the surface of the earth. And another very great error that man has made, أَمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّا لَا نَسْمَعُ سِرَّهُمْ وَنَجْوَاهُمْ. That do they think that we do not hear their sir, their secrets, وَنَجْوَاهُمْ, and their whispering messages and conspiracies that they do between themselves? Do they think we do not hear all this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't only hear it. Allah says, بَلَا وَرُسُولُنَا لَدَيْهِمْ يَكْتُبُونَ. Nay, even our Rasuls, that is the angels, have written this down. So one is the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and secondly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has it all documented. So hence in these verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us very clearly that a person should remember that Allah has sent us this message. Let us accept the message of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Let us not detest the deen of Allah. Let us not detest any aspect of the deen of Allah. Let us not plot and plan against the message of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.